The question was asked in halakha, if a person ate bread, or let's say he ate cake from one of the grains, and he was satiated from his eating, and he forgot to make berkat hamazon, or he forgot to make the berakha me'ayin shalosh, and then he remembered later on, how long does he have in order to make the berkat hamazon or the me'ayin shalosh? So the halakha says that so long as 6 hours did not pass from when he finished eating and he still feels satisfied from the food that he ate, which means he does not feel hungry, he is still satisfied. So as long as 6 hours did not pass and he's still satisfied, he can make the Birkat HaMazon of the Ma'in Shalosh. This is based on the Mishnah and Masechet Berachot and Daf Nun Aleph, and the Gemara over there on Daf Nun Gimal. However, if a person has a difficult time calculating this, for example, let's say he ate some more in between, and therefore he doesn't know why he's satisfied. Is it because of the snack that he had in between or the original food? Then the halakha says he should wait. He has the maximum time of 72 minutes. After 72 minutes time lapses, then he should not make Birkat HaMazon or Me'ayin Shalosh. So again, if he's still satisfied, as long as he's within 6 hours, he still can make Birkat HaMazon or Me'ayin Shalosh. However, if he cannot calculate if he's still satisfied or not, for example, he ate something in between, so now Halakha says he has 72 minutes from when he finished eating to make Birkat HaMazon. After 72 minutes, he cannot make Birkat HaMazon anymore.